Welcome to another edition of the Home Improvement Show, your chance to ask Walter Assey, president of Renovco, all of your most pressing home improvement questions, concerns. We had some calls coming in. We missed them. 514-790-0800. The lines are open. They're open. You can call in and get your questions in. The text line is open. We already have a question from Anne in St. Lazare. We'll get to that in just a bit. But I got to say good morning to Walter Assey.
Good morning.
We're not supposed to say good morning because we're in different markets. I made a mistake. I made a mistake.
I know. You were testing me this morning.
I was. How was your week?
My week was very busy.
Yeah?
I had a very, very intense week, but I'm very happy it's over. And we have a beautiful weekend coming up.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. You came in here and I just bombarded you with the stories of my week and I didn't even... Your week was good. Was it good with work or like... Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
During the week, it's all about work for
yeah,
me. All work, no play.
Makes Jack a dull boy and you were not a dull boy. 514-790-0800. Let's get to Anne's question. It says, good morning, Joanne. Could you ask Walter a question for me, please? Yes. Okay. I had covers put up on my eaves to prevent leaves, pine needles, etc. clogging. Should they be removed for winter? Could snow and ice build up on the covers, cause eventual damage under my shingles? So basically, it's a question about can everything be removed? Can you have damage underneath the shingles?
Okay, that's a great question. So the quick answer would be it's preferable you remove them. Yes, if you have... Specifically, if you have ice damming issues, icicles build up, when you install a gutter topper, what happens is you lose that extra cavity in the gutter and then everything tends to accumulate really at the edge of the roof. So if you have an issue already pre-existing with ice buildup, ice damming, icicles, you're better off removing it in the winter and putting it up in the summer. Or even better yet, I'll give you an example. I don't have that issue in my home, but what I do is I don't have a gutter topper. What I do instead is I clean my gutters a lot more often. So I'll do them 2 to 3 times a year, depending. Best time to clean them will be as late in November as you can. Just wait for all the leaves to fall, and then that will be the best time to do it. And then you don't really need a gutter topper after that.
Yeah, it feels we should be reminding everyone that the leaves are about to fall, even though in Montreal right now it feels like it's summer.
I think, yeah. It's fall did not get the memo.
No, Mother Nature said, hold on a second on that one. Okay, we've got some calls coming in, 514-790-0800. Who has been waiting patiently? Donna has been waiting patiently. Donna, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Take it away.
I switched from oil heating to electric boilers put in the basement, so they removed the old oil furnaces and installed them, and they go up into the house through the old radiators that were heated through the oil furnace. My question is, should I get a service contract, a maintenance service contract, to take care of them? Is that necessary?
So the better news with electric is they are a lot less finicky and you don't have a boiler in them. You don't have a burner, I should say. So they require a lot less maintenance, right? If you want to have them checked once a year, you could. Honestly, you know, it's not as important as oil would have been. But, I mean, it's going to boil down to how much you're going to be charged to service them, because I've seen some of these servicing fees and they're just out of whack. So if you're going to have someone, you're better off, instead of having necessarily a service contract, you could have a yearly inspection. So it's 1 hour, they come, they just look at everything, and you just pay that 1 hour rather than paying the... Because I've seen some of these service contracts. I had one of the listeners reach out to me and he was paying almost $1,000 a year.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
So what
that
should we be paying?
So basically, if the service contract of the company that you have hired to change the furnace is high, what you could do instead is just ask them once a year, right before you start it in the winter, to come, let's say, end of October, to make sure everything is okay. So what they, you know, in this case, they can only charge you a service fee rather than a yearly fee that you don't need, because you don't need more than one inspection a year, really.
Mm.
Maximum, even.
Does that help you out, Donna?
It does. I just have one related question. When these things tend to have problems, is it something that a plumber or an electrician would need to fix?
That is a great question, actually. That's actually a great, and, you know, so if the problem is in the thermostat, then obviously it's an electrician. If the problem is in the water circulation, then it's a plumber. So it's a bit of, but I mean, they don't, most of the time that your problems is like bleeding the radiators or the water circulation. So most of the time it's a plumber's issue than more than electrician's issue.
Thank you very, very much.
My pleasure.
All right. Thank you so much. We've got Barbara. Wait, yeah, we have time to take a bar. Barbara, can you hear us?
I can.
Take
Good
it
morning.
Away. Hi.
Hi. So my question is twofold. One is water pressure. Mm-hmm. We live in the West Island. They don't seem to think about things like that. And the second part is because I want to install a shower tower, how do I get around that?
When you say around water pressure, talk to me about water pressure. What is the issue with your water pressure?
Like if we're filling the pool, the water pressure is minimal. If we're doing a shower and want to wash our hands in the kitchen, it's minimal.
Okay.
It just seems like there's nothing.
All right. So obviously there is an underlying problem here. It's not just about the water pressure from the city, because, you know, a lot of homes in West Island have good water pressure.
Okay.
So it's not really, I don't think it's a city issue. I think it's a plumbing issue from within your home.
Okay.
We always start by looking at your water entry. So is it, you know, if it's a half inch, 3/4 inch?
No, I don't know that, but I know we just did a camera through the main drain, which we have to replace.
Okay, so hold on a second.
Okay.
That might be a good thing for you.
Okay.
So when you have to excavate on the outside to replace your main drain, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you do that, automatically, I hope your plumber told you that, because that would be really not nice if they haven't. But your water main and your water supply are literally one on top of the other. Okay? So meaning you have access to your water main, to your water supply.
Right.
Once you dig for your main.
The main.
That's correct.
Okay.
And we always, almost 99% of the time, replace them together. Because if one is old, the other one is old. Most of the cases, it's not even copper. So when you do that upgrade, make sure to upgrade to 3/4.
Okay.
So that will give you a lot more pressure, right? That's a good thing, right? That the fact that you're doing it right now, that solves a major problem for you and a major expense at the same time. Because the biggest expense there is your digging, right?
No, the digging is not an expense at all. We have contacts with that, so it's not a problem.
What I'm saying in general, the biggest...
Yeah, in general, it would be huge.
Yeah.
Huge. But the second question...
Oh, actually, you know what we're going to do, Barbara? Because we've got to take a teeny tiny break. Hold the line. Don't go anywhere. We'll continue in just a few moments. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show. Give us a call, a little ring-a-ding-ding, if you will, 514-790-0800. Walter Assey, who is the president of Renovco. He is the boss over there. And he's the one with all the answers to your questions here, because if you're starting a renovation project and it's not working out, or you've got questions, comments, concerns, 514-790-0800. Lots of text messages coming in. I see you all. While you're texting, give us a call instead. We want to hear your beautiful voice. Barbara has been waiting patiently. She was asking a question. She was at part her second question. Barbara, you can go ahead with your second question for Walter now.
Okay. So once we fix the... two leads to the city. I have an ensuite that I'm currently redoing. And we're using the Schuler system for the walls and the base and everything, so that's all good. But I want to put in a shower tower, you know, those ones that have the jets.
Yeah.
and the top is the head, and la la la. Are those a good idea, or we should stay away from them? Because my plumber is saying, don't touch them.
Why is he saying that?
Well, first of all, it was the brand that I picked. So I trust him. He's my son's friend. He's a qualified plumber. He works for a big company. Mm-hmm. He's the one who did the camera, but he just, he said, go with a name brand, but Moen doesn't make tower showers really.
Well, Barbara, okay. Let me just kind of say this, the most diplomatic politically
way.
Correct way
oh
possible.
Boy, oh boy.
Don't.
I mean, we don't do towers for a while now.
Okay.
Because it's kind of, you know, an out of style thing. They're bulky. They, you know, I'd rather if you're going to do the jet system, you do the built-in jet system that's coming out of the. So okay. If you're doing a nice shower and you want to have a nice project and you wanted to have it up to date,
right.
I would stay away from that look altogether. So that's just the designer's
so
hat
you were
that
trying to
on.
Say that Barbara has bad taste?
No, I'm just, you know, it's, you know, sometimes something is being phased out and we don't realize
true.
It.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, to kind of be, since you're investing money, it's always, we always think about return on investment. So if I ever sell the house, you know, is this, am I going to get my money back? And
no.
For you to get your money back, you want it to
don't,
be as
don't worry about
as
me
possible.
Selling. I'm getting carried out in a box, so.
Barbara.
The other, sorry, go ahead, Barbara.
No, it's, I thought they were like the thing now and it looked kind of cool, but if you're saying, you're the second one to say, don't do it, I'll take your advice for sure. I can respect that.
I mean, you could have those jets built and they look much nicer. And, and you know, they're timeless. So it's not going to be phased out. That's number one. Number two, while your plumber is there, it's not just about the size of your water supply. It's also about the potential of having sediments in your pipes, in your feed pipes. So make sure that they have that checked and they have that cleaned at the same time, right?
Okay.
So, and that guaranteed after that, you're not going to have any issues. You're going to be actually shocked to see how much water pressure you have.
Awesomeness. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Barbara. Well, hopefully we helped you out.
Have a good weekend.
You too. 514-790-0800. That is the call, the number to give us a ring-a-ding-ding to get your questions into Walter Essie, president of Renovco. We've got some questions coming on the text line. This comes to us, Walter, from Karen. Karen says, good morning. I've had my roof done and the estimate didn't mention any extra plywood. The roof is double plywood. And the roofer had to put 6 sheets. He added $800 to my bill. Is this expensive? Do you want me to read that again?
No.
Okay.
So typically they would include, I mean, the standard that I've seen almost all the time is up to 1 to 2 sheets of plywood, and that should always be included in the price. The fact that they put nothing in the plywood is a bit... You know, it's a bit weird in a way. It's not really in the standard practices. But 800 for 6 sheets, it's a 50. So it doesn't sound too expensive if there's 6 sheets. Maybe a couple of $100 off if you want to really like kind of... but it's within the range. I mean, you know, it's $50 per sheet. You have 6 sheets, that's already... $300 plus the labor.
Yeah.
It's within the range, I would say. It's within the range. The fact that you have double plywood is a bit weird to me, but...
Yeah, maybe call in so we can explore that, Karen. 514-790-0800. It's always the best way to get all the information. Dora, is Dora on the line, Jim? Yeah? Can we get to Dora? Jim, are you nodding? Yes. Dora, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Hi, take it away.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for taking the call, and thank you, Walter, for this very fabulous, fabulous advice that you give. This is the second time I'm calling you. So I have a beautiful home that is quite old, and the screen door, I believe, might even be over 30 years old. However, recently it started, there was a piece of metal that seems to be the rod that attaches the door to the frame that has partially broken. So the base of the door is loose and the door does not close properly. I've been trying to find people to do repairs on it, and the only thing I hear is replace the whole thing, and it's a cedar door. Not replacing a cedar door with plastic or aluminum. No way that's going to happen. But I need to find somebody who's competent who can possibly look at the frame and maybe even replace the screen door, which would be fine. What are your thoughts?
So who have you been calling? What?
Oh, Fenplast and, you know, Fenplast.
Yeah, so you're calling someone that sells windows and doors.
Yes.
And that's already like, you know, you're already asking for trouble, right?
You don't say.
What?
Yeah, they're not repair.
What you should try to do is you should start with your local glass shop, like vitrerie that's around your home.
They don't do it either.
You tried?
Yes.
Yeah.
I live in Saint-Gay. The options are limited.
Okay. So typically this is where you want to start. Now, the other place that might be of assistance to you is there's those mobile screen repair trucks. These guys typically do some of them do some repairs, okay? And if that doesn't work, reach out to me, because you're in Shadowgate, so it's a bit weird it's a bit limited as far as who goes there from the people that I know. But I mean, worst case scenario, reach out to me. I'll see if one of the technicians that I know would be willing to go see it. The other option, if all fails, you could always install a magic screen.
What is that? What is that?
Yeah, it's either they call it a phantom screen or a magic screen. So it's a disappearing screen that rolls into the door. That's what we're doing a lot these days. And that the good thing with it is you only roll it when you need. When you don't need it, it's not there. So it's very practical if you want to go in and out and, you know, during the day.
It's more than I want to protect the cedar door, because at the moment the screen protects the cedar door itself, because the home, the way it's built, the cedar door is, there isn't a protection, there isn't any kind of cover.
Got it.
Or alcove, yeah. But that you said that I could contact you, you better believe it, sir.
Okay, Dora. All right, well, we'll wait to hear back from you, Dora, or Walter will wait to hear back from you. Thank you so much for your call. 514-790-0800. Give us a call. Your chance to ask Walter Assey, president of Renovco, all of your home improvement questions. This is the Home Improvement Show. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show. Walter Assey is the president of Renovco, and he is here to take all of your questions on your home improvement projects. 514-790-0800. That's the best way to reach us. If you're listening in a market that's outside of Montreal and you didn't get a chance to reach Walter, you can always head on over to his website. And Walter, what is it called? It's the Ask
Walter button.
It's a very, Walter is on top of things. He will answer all of your questions. We're getting a text message here that says, hello, I would like to know the price of a three-season solarium, 15 by 15. Also, can it be built over a deck?
So that's a good question. The deck, if it's wood, most likely not.
Mm.
The price really varies depending on the brand. There are
doesn't matter really, that it's three seasons, it's less expensive because it's not winterized.
It's
I guess?
Usually lighter.
Okay.
Right? It's usually lighter, but then there's really different specs and qualities. So I've seen the good, I've seen the bad, and I've seen the ugly. Now, you don't want to touch, you don't want to go in the very standard ones or below standard, because they tend to cave under the snow weight. So
really?
That's right. The structure is not strong enough. The PVC is very light, and they're not really made for our weather. So I would be just very careful of that. But I mean, it's typically I've seen some as low as $5,000 and it goes up to $15,000-$20,000, right?
And is it come like ready, like is it a module?
Panels, yeah. Some of them come in prefabricated panels that you just assemble together. Well, most of them does come this way anyways, but there's really different brands, a huge variety out there. I will just be very mindful who I hire and the type of quality that... The other thing is you need to do a load calculation, because when you have your deck, you know, it's usually built on two by eight structure. So it depends on the foundation underneath. Is it, if you have it on, for example, deck block, that's not strong enough. Okay, you need to have it. You need to have it either on solid tubes or technopieu to ensure that it's really sitting on a solid foundation. And even then, you have to calculate the weight, including the snow load in the winter.
That's true.
You can't just calculate the weight itself on the structure.
So yes to the deck, but the deck has to be on what you said?
Well, I mean, not yes to the deck. Ah. Depend on the weight of the three-season solarium they're gonna pick.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a calculation. I would suggest either the solarium company, if they have a structural engineer sometimes on staff, or she could just do a quick consultation with the structural engineer and they could do the calculations for them.
Yeah, you don't want that thing collapsing. So again, thank you for that. Okay, 514-790-0800. Give us a call if you've got any questions for Walter Assey, again, president of Renovco. This is a lot of questions about gutters this morning. Hi, Joanne and Walter. Can you recommend a good gutter cleaner for now and a gutter company to replace them in the spring? So first for cleaning, next for replacing.
Okay, so the reason we're getting a lot now is because it's leaf time, right? So that's the time mm-hmm. where they all start to block and overflow. I would say even they advertise sometimes on the station, Adam Eves is very good. They do good work. It's also their...
That's for the cleaning or the replacing?
That's for the cleaning, and they actually do the replacement as well.
Okay.
So they could give you a quotation while they're there doing your cleaning. They could give you a quotation for the replacement. Now, and that's where your input is very important. When you're replacing gutters, you have to look at how well your existing gutters have served you and what's their size. So let's say you have 5-inch gutters now, but you find that that you have a very large roof and they overflow and you know there's not enough capacity and you have chronic issues with them, then you have to relay that to the gutter company so they can upgrade it to a 6-inch capacity gutter. Do not go below the 5-inch, because I've seen 4 inches, I've seen some 3 inches, which I don't know what the heck they're thinking, but I would definitely start, my starting point with gutters is minimum 5. In a bigger home, I would go as far as 6.
Okay, thank you for that. The text messages keep coming in. I will say that it's fun to hear your voices. Call us, 514-790-0800, but I'm going to deal with a text message here that says there is a funny smell, almost like sewer, coming out of my kitchen sink.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I guess the question is, what is it?
I mean, there could be many things, but we have to see if you have how often you use your kitchen sink. I'm guessing often.
Mm-hmm.
You would start by checking your P-trap. So maybe you'll take it if you do have a P-trap. I've seen some sinks, believe it or not, that doesn't even have a P-trap underneath. So I would start with that and then walk my way down to the main drain.
So, but it's not like sewage water.
Well, here's the thing. Like, yeah. For example, yesterday,
yeah.
We had one particular homeowner that was complaining about a sewer smell in her plumbing upstairs. But it has nothing to do with the plumbing upstairs. We passed a camera, our plumbers passed a camera, and she had literally a cracked pipe underneath her slab, just, you know, leaking underneath the slab and creating this god-awful smell.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, it could be many things, but usually you start with the simpler stuff first. You know, that's why I say, don't wait. You know, like, we maintain everything in the house except the plumbing, which for me... I can't wrap my brain around it, because that's the thing that could cause us the most damage. Like, so this is the first thing I would check. I would,
not only is it disgusting if you let it go unchecked, but it's the damage.
Pass a camera, look at what's happening. Don't stick your head in the sand and say, oh, it doesn't look like there's a problem. You won't know if there's a problem, and you don't want to know just by smelling the problem, because that means you are already in trouble.
If you smell it, it's too late, is what you're saying.
It's too late. That's correct.
Someone's asking how much... Well, there's a call. We'll get to it in just a little bit, so please stay on the line there. Someone's asking about the cost of putting the camera. Like, when you keep... Because you're saying you scope
on an average, it's like... It's the plumbers would charge anywhere between $4.99 to $6.99,
and that includes the cost of the visit.
That's the cost of the visit, the scope, the scope, and they can send you an email of the video, and it's like HD. So I mean, I strongly recommend that you're present when they do it and you watch with the plumber. I mean, a good plumber would want you to watch. It's very high def, so you see everything. You don't even need the plumber to explain you. Like, honestly, it's that good, especially if they have a good quality camera. You go in, you would see if you have any cracks. We could even measure the diameter of the pipes. We could measure the thickness of the walls in a lot of the
cases.
You're
like gastroenterologists with their scopes, you know, when you do
voila. It's exactly it. So, like, you know, at 50, they tell you keep on, you know, shoving that thing in different places. Same thing with your plumbing, right? Like, see, if your plumbing is...
And it's all related, if you think about it, because it's the plumbing. Okay, enough of the poo-poo jokes. 514-790-0800. We do have a good time here on the show. We're going to take your calls in just a few moments. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, 514-790-0800. We had a caller before. I think she dropped the line during the commercial break. If that is you, call back if you can hear us. We are taking the calls. John, in the meantime, is waiting patiently. Oh, not waiting patiently. He just called, actually. John has a question about his bathroom sink. John, can you hear us?
Yes, yes.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. Take it away.
Okay. My bathroom sink, okay. It wasn't draining before, so I replaced all the plumbing from the sink to the wall and put new P-trap, new everything, and it still won't drain. So, and I even used the snake to put into the drain hole in the wall to make sure that everything was clear there as well, and it's still not draining, so I don't know what the problem is.
Well, the problem is probably further down your drain. How far did you go in with the fish?
Well, I went about 15 feet, so, you know. And I don't have a big house, so it's not a, you know, it's not. And I even went down in the basement and everything. All the pipes that seem to be connected to the sink drain, I also did that with a snake. So you know, I read something about venting, that probably the sink is not vented properly. Have you heard anything about that? Or
do you hear, like, it's really that you would see telltale signs? So it'll be some bubbling. You will find that it's like almost
it's not bubbling at all. It stays there. I put water in last night, and 24 hours later, it's still
okay. Do you?
It hasn't budged.
Do you know if you have an automatic vent or it's vented from the roof?
No, it's just vented naturally, you know, through the roof.
Okay, so through the roof, you know, I mean, one way of knowing for real, if it's blocked with a bird nest or something like that.
Could be.
I mean, so that could be easily checked. And if you don't want to go up the roof, just use a drone.
I would do that. But the roof is such a steep angle that I'm kind of afraid to get up there.
That's why you should drone it. You just use a drone. And you'll be surprised. It's actually, you could do a lot more with a drone than actually literally walking on the roof. It's weird to say, but you could go into areas where you don't want to go walking, really, and you could spend a lot more time inspecting. So, and if you don't, you know, if you don't know how to drive a drone, just pick any teenager. They will, they're very good at it, actually.
Kids today.
It's unbelievable, yeah. Look, worst case scenario, if that's not the thing, then I would just, you know, pass a camera and see what's going on with your
right,
with your thing, because it could really be the blockage could be really be down the drain. I mean, we had one particular instance where the second floor toilet backed up, and then, you know, once the camera was passed, the blockage was about 30 feet down. So, so you know, it's it doesn't have to be, sometimes it would just be a partial blockage as well. So that's why I would say, you know, start with the vent. If that's not the case, and your only other option is to pass a camera.
Okay, John, thank you so much for that call. I hope that helps you out. Jim, do we have another call there? I don't have the name. Jim, who's on the line? Oh, hi. Can you, I don't have your name, caller. Can you hear us? Or not. Okay. Oh, no, they're still on the line. Oh, no, they are not on the line. It's okay. You know what? We're all doing our best here. It's a live show. Anything can happen. If you can call back 514-790-0800. Lots of questions about the smell in the pipes, by the way. I guess this is an issue for a lot of people. Someone's saying, is baking soda and vinegar a good option for that?
It is if you use the right mix. Half a cup of baking soda, one full cup of vinegar, and you let it, you cover the drain. And then you let it sit for about 15 to 20 minutes.
Repeat that again. It's a cup of vinegar.
Cup of vinegar, half a cup of baking soda. So you start with the baking soda, the vinegar.
Cover.
And then you cover the drain for 15 to 20 minutes, and then you pour down boiling water.
Mm. You know what you described? I feel like a science experiment.
It is a science. I mean, that's how I figured my stuff out. I sit down, I start doing a different mix. And,
and then last question here on the line. This will be the last question on the text line. Can you paint over terracotta bathroom tiles? And if so, how?
So you can. The trick is you have to use some type of sanding paper to kind of get rid of that least surface of the tile. Then you put a primer. There's a special primer. And then you could paint any color that you want on top of that.
So you're going to make it rough first.
You have to make it rough because it's too loose and that could peel the paint. Then you apply that primer, that specific primer, to kind of help the paint stick to the tile, and then you could do any color you want after that.
All right. Thank you to absolutely everyone who called in today. Sorry for the callers that we dropped. You know what? It's a live show. It's exciting. It's what makes it exciting. Anything can happen. Anything can happen,
you're,
Walter.
You're right. I mean, you know, we don't pick and choose here. We don't, you know, it's...
things happen. We're together. We get through it. Again, Walter Assey is president of Vernovco. If you didn't get your questions in, though, if you didn't, remember he has the Ask Walter button on the Vernovco website. Get on there. Use it. Ask him your questions. Meantime, we will be back right here next Saturday.